Love Boat.
Love Boat. There you go. Super Crosstalk time. And, yeah, I was just saying, you know, John is in the league. Sedano's in the league. Kaplan, you're an NBA outsider.
Right.
I also consider myself to be on the outside looking in. And there's an advantage to that because you can just say whatever the hell you want.
Right. I don't have to worry about seeing these guys. I don't have to worry about looking at them face to face. Now, George, on the other hand, is like, yo, can you shut the hell up? Because I got to see these people. But me, I like being on the outside.
Do you have to protect people?
Protect?
What do you mean?
In other words, you have to, like, protect your sources and that kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, I don't really, I'm not breaking a ton of news, but I do protect sources because I do talk to people at games when I'm getting ready to report on television. What he's talking about is more along the lines of, like, I'm not going to make it personal. Like, some of our colleagues who do talk shows, you know, say
Well, we were talking about the Skip Bayless.
Say
thing
things
today.
Like
yeah.
that, and like, mm. and I'm like, no, I can't, I don't want to, first of all, it's just not in my nature to be like,
right.
Like, you know.
I was surprised, Russ, and you know, I'm one of the last guys on Westbrook Island, but I was surprised Russ engaged with Skip.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's
I don't
just,
know why you did, you know, that's exactly what Skip wanted.
I don't think you win if you're him. I agree with that. But I do think that at the end of the day, I need these players, these coaches, these front office people to talk to me. So
sure.
I don't want to, like, I can disagree with stuff they do, but I'm not making it personal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that's the difference is the, some of these guys do make it personal.
Well, and Cappy is willing to go personal.
Cappy, you're willing to go personal?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, by saying things like, I thought Russell Westbrook was really sensitive this year when he got all upset about being called Westbrook. Is that personal?
Well, if the man doesn't want to be called that, you know, he's a grown-ass man.
Right, but the story of him not wanting to be called that is a story.
Right, but he wanted to then call him Westbrook.
Cappy, you want to call him Westbrook?
I just thought, no, because I'd have to probably come up with my own nickname, but I just didn't think that he needed to make such a big deal out of it.
Yeah, by the way, should have just let it slide. You know, you get hung up on this stuff, and all of a sudden you start tweeting back and forth with people or DMing people, posting on Instagram, all that stuff. It's just going to cause problems for you.
Can I ask everybody a question?
Yeah.
I just have a question because I missed it, so you'll have to excuse me from earlier today. What prompted and motivated the arm wrestling competition that I've seen on Twitter so far today between Mace and Vofor Jorge?
Yeah, it's National Paul Bunyan Day, and we decided the best way to express that was an arm wrestling
contest. Not chopping wood.
Oh. We did not have an axe or wood, but we did
You should do axe throwing against him.
Oh, they have
axe
a place
great.
In the valley
yeah.
that does
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no recap. Have you done it?
I've done it, and I'm going to tell you guys something here, and I don't think this is going to surprise you. I'm remarkably good at throwing axes.
I don't know if I want to be around for this.
Like, the first time I did it, I thought, well, how is the axe actually going to land on the bullseye with the head in the right place? How's it not going to be down at the bottom of the base? I don't know how it works, man, it just kept doing it over and over again.
Cappy?
Yep.
I got breaking news from Mason Ireland. I just text Mina, do you know who Mason Ireland are? She wrote back, yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Mina. The ban is
breaking
lifted.
Breaking news.
The ban is lifted.
Yeah. Which one is which? To ask her that.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
No, that may be going a little too far. That may be going
You're
a
one person.
Further.
Mason Ireland.
So
that was Kellerman. Thought that there was one person. Mason Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. So who's available on Sunday? Anybody got anything going on Sunday? Ireland, you probably.
Yeah, it's a holiday weekend. Yeah,
right.
Holiday weekend.
It's 4th of July. It's Monday. Bergman, we're not doing a show Monday, are we?
No, we are not.
I want to have wiffle ball practice on Sunday. Who's
well, I'm not playing
wiffle.
In the actual
you're
wiffle
not playing
ball
in
tournament.
The thing.
So
we have to practice now?
I'm going to be at Summer League.
You're going to be at Summer League. Kaplan, you're going to play wiffle ball. On Sunday.
Wait, this
why
Sunday?
Did you look over practice? There like if he was there?
I'm pretending to just, he's somewhere else.
You're looking at Amanda. Like if she's Kaplan.
But can we have wiffle ball practice? Bergman, are you available
Wait,
for
you
wiffle ball?
I'll be
ball
at Disneyland. No, I'm not available.
Yeah.
This Sunday.
I'll come to wiffle ball practice, Mace.
Yeah, I want to mash, man. I want to mash.
Can we use a tee?
No, we'll do it the old fashioned way. So Bergman's out, Ireland's out, George is out.
Hey, Mateo's pretty good on a tee.
Oh, my son can rock it.
Can he?
I'll show you. Watch.
No, he's got a. Is he playing t-ball or?
No, he's three. He's not in t-ball.
Oh,
yet.
Okay. I don't know.
Wait, so just back to the arm wrestling. Today's Paul Bunyan what day?
National Paul Bunyan Day. Take
and
away,
Mason Sinano. Felt like he could take down Jorge, despite the fact that Jorge is 25 years younger than him and much stronger.
Here, I'll show you.
So we all bet mythical money on it, and Jorge took him down.
Okay, so he's three. He doesn't know how to, like, he He doesn't put his feet correctly, but he's got a decent swing.
Okay, so here. We're looking at...
Oh, please, half the hitters in Major League Baseball don't put their feet correctly.
And,
oh! Oh, and he's lefty. Smartest thing,
he's a lefty.
Let me tell you right now, Sedano, that is excellent parenting. I don't know if it's
my wife, Kelly, who
put that bat in his left hand. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
There, he's going to make more money. Now, can he throw left?
He throws with both right now.
Oh, that's great. Be an ambidextrous pitcher.
Yeah.
Don't we have all left-handed presidents?
Is
that the truth?
I think we've had all
left-handed. Obama is.
Obama's left-handed.
Yeah, I've seen him shoot a basketball, so yeah.
Yeah, who else is left-handed?
No, the W is right-handed.
Is he?
The first Bush.
Yeah.
H.W.
Reagan
was left-handed.
Yeah, he played first base at Yale.
H.W. was left-handed.
Yeah, W was right-handed.
Bill Clinton, left-handed. Barack Obama, left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
So that means
Trump right-handed.
Trump right-handed. So of the recent presidents,
Biden right-handed,
Reagan left-handed, H.W. left-handed, Clinton left-handed, W. right-handed, Obama left-handed. So we have had a run of now. Are left-handed people supposed to be better at something? Are they supposed to be?
No, they're more unique.
Yeah.
They're rare.
There's not a lot. Yeah. So yeah,
and there are a lot of people like Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
Does everything right-handed.
Except play golf.
Except golf. Yeah.
Mace, you got to arm wrestle Jorge and switch spots. I believe that he had a tremendous amount of leverage based on his positioning where his elbow was versus yours.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pointed out on Twitter that I won't say that Jorge has cheated. I don't think he's got cheating in him, but I do think you had an advantage there.
Now,
because of the leverage that you had at that particular...
I got to go. See ya.
Yeah, look at Jorge. I'm out of here.
Now, George Sedano.
Yes, sir.
If we were going to put together an arm wrestling match on our show,
mm-hmm.
who would you favor as the winner?
You.
Well,
you
wait
so,
a minute.
Really?
I bet big on you, Cap, in the push-up contest, and Sedano smoked you.
You'd beat me in an arm wrestling match, but I would definitely do a lot more push-ups than you.
Okay, let me ask you this. How about if we put Lindsay into the mix? If I told you it was Lindsay versus the rest of us.
I mean, she did beat up two dudes in high school or whatever,
right.
So I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
How about Lindsay versus Mason in arm wrestling?
Oh, well, come on.
I would win.
No, I would let you. I would let you, Lindsay. What about Laura versus Lindsay?
Ooh, Laura versus Lindsay's good.
I think I'd probably win.
You think you'd beat Laura?
I don't know.
I'm not Laura.
Are you strong, Laura?
Laura, are you strong?
She says no.
Could you beat Lindsay at arm wrestling?
I haven't worked out my arms in a while.
Yeah,
that's a long time.
Could you beat Lindsay in arm wrestling?
No.
She was going to almost cursed. No.
Because she was going to put something in front of her.
All right. Now, the other big thing is, George, we were all at the Mandy's the other night. Did you notice this piece of artwork, the centerpiece thing?
I did, briefly.
Okay.
Ours got pushed aside because of all the trophies.
Okay. Yeah. There are 16.
We had our share
of
trophies,
line.
Yeah.
There's
later in the night.
There's 16 pictures.
Best show.
George, there's 16 pictures here, okay, yeah. Of all the people that work here, and that we're all at the Mandy's.
Yeah.
All right. Third row, first picture. How did that happen?
Third row, first, like on the right?
Nope.
No,
on the left.
Oh, Amanda.
So I totally thought that was done on purpose, like by Amanda to be like,
no,
I mean,
somebody
angry,
did
mad.
Her wrong here.
Who did that?
We spent a good amount of time today trying to figure out who screwed over Amanda.
I thought it was for
and
sure
she looks like
done
the
by
Wicked
Amanda.
Witch of the West.
Honestly, is that the worst picture of Amanda you've ever seen?
It's like a mugshot.
Is that Snow White like the Wicked Witch of the West?
Cap, if you want to see I tweeted it out. LA Ireland.
But is that really the picture that was on there?
Yes.
I thought somebody photoshopped it.
No, that's really the picture that was on there.
There's 16 pictures. All of us are on it. All of us look good and normal, and we're all smiling. No, you look cute.
You look cute.
Thank you.
But Amanda's is not bad. It's horrible. I mean, it is beyond.
A mugshot is a good way to describe
yeah,
it.
It
too,
sounds yeah, it sounds like it's like she just got arrested, and they said we need to take your picture, and here it is.
Right.
Who did that? Because she's right next to smiling Chris Morales.
Tommy Lamb
is taking the blame, but I have a feeling he's like Scooter Libby. He's taken the blame for something that happened way above his head.
That's an old school reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really...
yeah.
But it could be, you know, when somebody always takes the blame for something that...
Somebody takes the fall?
Yeah. I think Tommy's taken the fall, don't you?
Yeah, it seems like. Seems like.
I really did not notice that night...
I didn't either.
...that picture.
Me neither.
I just noticed it today, and I went, was this in front of me the whole night of the Mandy's, and I just never looked at all? Like, I noticed Taylor looks like a little kid because he's got a baseball hat on.
Yeah, Keys is...
And Lindsay's kind of fun because her hair's flying out of the picture, but Amanda's picture is off.
Mace has got glasses on.
I've got glasses on.
Yeah, he's that, I think that was...
they definitely...
Oh, you also had the puffy vest on.
Wait a second. How is Morales' face thinner than Bergman's here?
Yeah, that's not right, because Bergman's really trimmed down.
Yeah.
It's an old Morales, it's an old picture.
Yeah, you've really trimmed down, and Morales hasn't.
Wow.
What?
Not very nice.
He told me he's starting on July the 1st.
He's heavy. He's heavy set.
We're going to have like a fitness
challenge. Well, hey, Sedona, you're going to lose 10 pounds just being in Vegas at Summer League. It's going to be like 110 degrees every day you walk from your car to the arena.
Great food, though. There's that.
True. Yeah, it's
and
true.
A lot of drinking.
May work against you.
Yeah.
Nice. What else do we do today?
Is that your water bottle with Sliwa's face on it?
No, I do not use a water bottle with
Sliwa's that's face. Travis Rogers, and someone gave him an Ask Slee water bottle.
And he left it. He doesn't normally left it
maybe
here.
Maybe if he gives those out, that'll win the award next year.
Yeah, that's what...
Maybe.
They're very depressed about it. They really are.
Well, Emily and Travis are.
Well, I don't think Sliwa.
Sliwa wouldn't
I don't
say
think
it
Sliwa.
Sliwa came on the show yesterday. He did crosstalk with us.
But how about Sliwa during the show? He was like this. He goes, hey, guys. This is a bad look for us. And they're like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, it's a bad look for us right now.
He doesn't want any smoke.
Interesting.
He's smokeless.
It's smart.
Smoke free.
It's the right play.
So he's going to focus on what they got to do better.
I don't think you want smoke with our crew.
Well,
you don't want smoke with the family, the community.
Oh, the family, the community.
The community played a role in your success at the Mandy.
There is no question about it.
Cappy was Buster Douglas, for God's sake.
Yeah, that was excellent.
It really was.
Yeah.
There are some people hypothesizing within the community currently that perhaps the community thought this would be a big funny goof if they all decided to jump in and vote for me for all these awards, and that is how I was able to walk out with so much hardware.
Hey, man. Whatever it was.
Listen, you take it how it comes.
Yeah.
You know? Like, today, I realized that yesterday that when Travis was talking about how he needs to get more active in his social media
game,
I told George, either I don't follow him or I've never, ever, ever seen him.
Yeah, I don't
tweet
see
anything.
Travis.
He's a
tweeting.
Responder. He's a responder. I see him. I see him responding to people.
He tweets every morning about the show, and then he'll respond to people, like you said.
Yeah, he's a responder.
Yeah, you got to be an instigator, I think. Yeah.
Greg, did you see my dance moves? Because I can see that ESPN Los Angeles has put out a tweet today, and I go walking by the Mason and Ireland table, so I see mom and non-stepdad in the video. And there I am just tearing it up, dude.
Yeah,
I
mean, you really are.
Showing off moves.
You really are. Although Bergman got like 45 seconds of salsa.
It was so long.
The ceremony. It was long. It was long.
Yeah, what is this dance you're doing?
Oh, I think I was coming from the band to the table, and I was feeling it at that moment, you know?
I mean, the snapping of the fingers is very, like, 86.
You know? Hey, Mace.
It's 86.
Looks
good, though.
I'm circling back to the prayer controversy.
Oh, yeah,
somebody just sent me a tweet. Ireland, what if the prayer is Muslim? Is that still okay with you?
As long as it's optional.
What if
it's okay.
The Church of Satan?
I think optionality is the thing. The key word.
I don't know how many people would attend the Church of Satan little grouping on the field, but
you never know.
Yeah, the guy wants to do it. As long as it's not required, be you, man.
Optionality. Life is all about optionality. What are your options?
Yes. What are your options?
Yeah. So you know.
You know when I was in school, I remember the first time they asked us to take a knee and kneel for the team prayer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like the only Jewish guy on the team. Right? And so
you were like school ties.
No, wait.
Right,
Pitt,
totally.
You were Brendan Fraser,
right?
You were real-time school ties.
Yeah.
Hey, Pitt was a public university, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but, at a public university, prayer, what's the difference between that and a public school?
Cap, it's your alma mater and you don't know whether it's private or public?
I kind of think it's public, but maybe it's private. I don't really know.
You went to school there for 4 years.
Yeah, you didn't
Five.
Notice
How,
at
was
some
it,
point.
What, Cap, was it expensive?
I don't know.
You were right.
You never saw the bill?
Yeah, the Scully.
Public state. It's a state, Pennsylvania.
And Penn State is obviously also
Penn State.
So here's the thing. So that first time they asked us to do the team prayer, they're like, can everybody please bow your head, take a knee, and we're all going to do the prayer. And I'm like, what prayer? What are we doing? You know, and then they started in with this prayer. And I was like, okay, I don't know this one. I've never heard this one before. But now, all these years later, when my kids hear me say this because I know it, they're like, how do you possibly know that? The Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That whole thing
thy
right there.
Come, thy will be done on
right,
earth.
Right, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass.
Somebody for being Jewish went to enough church to learn something.
Well, that's just it. There was always a prayer service before games. There was always a team prayer, Our Father, right before we went out for the field. After the game, you went inside the locker room. Everybody bowed their head and said a team prayer. One night they were at team dinner. They're like, tonight we'd like to have our team prayer led by Scott Kaplan, if that's okay by everybody. And I was like, really? It's my turn? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, all right, fine. Everybody bow your heads. Baruch Ataranai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
I can totally see you doing that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a Padre Nuestro now, you know. Padre Nuestro que estás en el cielo.
Oh, in Spanish?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
En español.
Boy, this sounds like it could be a very cultural show today.
Yes, it could be.
We have to go get in our cars.
We have a very cultural show every day.
Yes, I know. I know.
I mean,
love
the culture. Don't mess with Hungarian heat over there.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back tomorrow.
I love
when tomorrow
people started chanting
Hungarian heat. Hungarian heat.
My dad was real proud of that when I told him that.
Coming up next for you is Shidano and host of the year, Cappy, and producer of the year, Lindsay.
The six-time Mandy Award-winning Sedano and Cap show.
And, of course, a little bit later on, the award-winning Radio Tinder.
Oh,
that's in the
imaging now.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
That should be. Yeah. It should be a one.
Please.
Why not? Yeah. It should be.
Morales, Lindsay,
have
put
you that
heard
on the hood of my car.
Have you heard Bobcat? I mean, seriously, it's no Radio Tinder.
Yeah. I mean,
it's really not.
Have you,
today, Bergman was like 10 minutes short on Bobcat.
No, wait, 10 minutes?
No, it was 5 minutes, but also I did more questions than normal, too.
And we killed Pirtle. That's it.
Oh, yeah, really?
Put a stake in the heart of Pirtle.
Honestly, as much as I love basketball, Pirtle is a little.
Yeah,
it's not great for radio.
It was Bergman's idea.
I've never gotten Pirtle once.
Is it Bergman's
never
idea?
Gotten Pirtle.
Yeah, it's Bergman's
we
idea.
We did it once, and then they said, let's keep doing this. So I kept doing it. They said, you tell me when to stop.
But Pirtle is actually, it's cool for like a game to do like maybe online, but definitely not online.
It actually worked. It worked.
No,
people liked it. I have plenty of people. I will show you the tweets.
Hate Pirtle.
No, they all loved it.
People love Pirtle.
They're so pissed off about Pirtle.
I was really enjoying Pirtle.
Despise it. It's like a time waster.
You should put it up for a vote for an award.
That's right.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, that's the only
thing
in that segment that
was
any good.
Today was, I don't care, -1,000.
-1,000. Lindsay, you just made Mason like cock back in laughter. Like just hilarious. Threw his head back. It was amazing.
All right, I got to rush to my car because I gotta hear everything that's coming up. It is Shidano and Cappy and Lindsay and Laura and the whole gang. See you tomorrow at 1. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bow, bada, bum.
Bing, bada, bop.
Boo, bada, beep.
Ba-dum, bada, bum.
Ba-dum, bum, bang.
Do you know that I can't even hear the music and I'm doing it a cappella right now?
Why can't you hear the music?
There it is. Oh. Bum, bada, bing. Ding, da, da, do.
Boo, bada, bing.
Ba-da, beep, tick-a-dum, da, da, da.
Ding, da, da, do.
Yeah. Bop, bop, bop. What
boom,
is going on today?
Beam.
What's up, Georgie?
All right, I've run out of gas. I'm trying to get new headsets on. That's the problem. So, anyway, can't really hear you right now, but you can just talk if you'd like.
Trying to get some new headsets going, huh? That's cool. Hey, listen, I'm really excited about today's show. I'm going to tell everybody why real quick.
Why is that?
Because I feel very refreshed today.
Why is that?
Well, I feel like Friday was like hustle up, get to the Mandy's, do the pre-show, the energy and the vibe and just the whole output of just vibrations from everybody. You know what I mean? And the input of vibrations from
correct.
Everybody.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that was like an all-night Saturday or Friday night thing turned into a Saturday afternoon thing. I told you, George, I had to go on Saturday afternoon down to Temecula to go to a wedding, and then that lasted a long time.
Do you know that story on Twitter, Meet Me in Temecula?
No, tell me. Oh, yeah. No, wait, that's the one where the guy wants to fight the radio guy?
Right, over like, I think it was over like a Kobe conversation or something like that on Twitter. They were having it, and the guy was like, one guy was really serious, and the one guy who lives down that way said, bro, meet me in Temecula. And then the other guy drove down there, was taking video. Where are you, bro? I don't see you. And then the guy who never actually drove down there was making fun of him.
George, true story.
The guy who was making fun of him, who played the joke, you can follow him on Twitter. His name is @SnottyDrippin. Like Scotty Drippin, but Snotty Drippin.
Really? It's like, not like Scotty Pippin, Snotty Drippin?
Correct.
It's like Scotty Drippin, Snotty Drippin. Got it.
Yeah.
So, true story, totally true story. I worked with a guy one time who was an on-air host. And there was this guy who kept emailing everybody at the station about how much he hated this one guy. And rather than just ignoring him like the rest of us, he was constantly answering his emails. Finally, one time, the listener said, okay, tough guy, you're going to kick my ass? Really? I'll tell you what, I'll meet you at the park at this day at this time. The dude, the on-air host, showed up at the park.
Of course.
The listener was off in the bushes somewhere shooting video of the radio host looking for him.
Just waiting for him, right.
Then sends the email to station management and says, this guy showed up to fight me because of all the threatening things he's been saying back and forth in these emails. And they suspended the dude for a week and then lied to everybody.
Do I know this host?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Sounds like somebody you might know, though, right?
That's why I asked. That person will remain nameless.
Well, in this case, he's innocent, too. Or she.
Right.
For that matter.
They.
Yeah, whoever.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, dude, so I'm very excited. So Saturday down in Temecula for this wedding. Sunday, you know, Rachel had come with me to the Mandy's, and she was such a great support and partner for me that night, carrying all those trophies back to the hotel room, you know. And so it was her birthday this past week, and so Sunday we celebrated her birthday. So we partied all day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then yesterday, it's, you know, drive up to the radio station, drive back last night. Although, dude, let me tell you something. I can make it from L.A., downtown L.A. to North County, San Diego in about 85 minutes. It's nothing in the evenings. Mm. Nothing.
Right.
So today, I'm feeling, this is my point to you.
Yeah.
I want you to know this.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really good, really, really refreshed and ready to roll.
Interesting. I wonder why.
I mean, all I'm saying is I'm ready and ready to go. That's
okay,
all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, good.
About you?
I'm good. You know, I'm good considering I've been up working all day. You know,
Hey, somebody got to work. I watched you today on NBA Today.
You did.
I did. I watched you interview Woj.
I did.
I watched you interview Matt Barnes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really interview him. Hanging out with me. Yeah.
And then who's the other dude that was on with you?
Zach Lowe.
Zach Lowe from the Zach Lowe podcast. I saw him on there today.
Yeah, the Lowe Post podcast, yes.
Yep, I watched it live, but I didn't have the audio on, so I went back and I watched it on YouTube. You know, you're pretty good. You're not bad.
I might.
You are. You are.
Yeah.
You're pretty good, man.
I might.
You know Malika Andrews, but you're pretty good.
No, I'm definitely not a Malika Andrews.
Generally speaking, though, you're pretty good.
She's far more talented and definitely better looking.
Oh, I was going to say far more talented. As far as better looking, you're so cute to me. I mean,
it's wrong.
That creepiness again. You know?
Oh, there it is.
Now I feel like I feel like TiVo.
Right now, I'm getting creepy.
Are we
going to
call
too.
Him by his real name now?
Yeah, you guys can call him. His
real
now
name. We can call him Christian.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious. I need to ask permission here. I need to.
No, you're good. Yeah. Thank you.
All right,
you.
So now TiVo is becoming Christian on the show.
Well, yes. Christian is his actual name.
Yeah. Yeah, his real name's not TiVo.
No. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So Cappy, we've got. We've got stuff today. We've got sports to talk about today.
Well, I mean, listen, what happened yesterday between Kyrie first opting in Brooklyn, then this morning, I'm sure everybody probably woke up to Russ jamming to some Bay, you know, and now Russ is in on the Lakers. And then the storyline, and by the way, we can throw in the John Wall thing. Okay, fine, but... the John Wall thing is only interesting to me because of the amount of money that he gets bought out from and then the amount of money he can go play for, and he still makes all the same amount of money, theoretically. But if he's only going to make $6 million going to the Clippers, why are the Lakers not in on that? Just a question.
I don't know. He wanted to go to the Clippers.
And why is that?
Probably because the Clippers are better set to probably compete for a championship quicker.
Okay. All right. I was hearing the whole it's a Ty Lue thing. He really has a thing for Ty Lue.
I think that also plays a role in it. Ty Lue, I would say that Ty Lue at the moment is in my top four or five coaches in the NBA.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Do you want me to give you my list of coaches?
All right, let me hear your top five.
I mean, no particular order, okay?
All right.
Greg Popovich. Right?
Still?
Yeah. Just because he doesn't have a great team around him doesn't make him less of a good coach.
Okay. Is Bill Belichick still the best coach in the NFL?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm clear. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just because they don't have the players doesn't mean they forgot how to coach.
Okay.
Eric Spoelstra.
Spoelstra, too.
Steve Kerr.
Oh, really? Spoelstra ahead of Kerr?
I just told you no particular order.
Oh.
But okay. If you're asking me, yes, that the answer is yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Easily.
Easily?
No, not easily. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to get a rise out of you.
Okay.
No, they're all close. Ty Lue, also in that conversation. Okay. I think Ty Lue is a top four coach in the NBA. Maybe five if I'm not thinking of someone off the top of my head. But he's in that conversation for one of the best coaches in the sport right now.
You got Darvin Ham there anywhere?
I mean, he hasn't coached a game yet. So
that's
I can't
a factor
really,
in that. Yeah, sure.
Technically, right now, he's like TBD.
Got it. How about Doc Rivers? You got Doc Rivers anywhere nearby?
Doc Rivers is not in my top five. Nope.
Okay.
And I like Doc a lot, but he's not in my top five.
Got it. All right.
Do you want to ask any other questions for any other coaches?
No, I'm good. I'm at five. I'm good. Okay. I like lists of five. Anything beyond five, I'll forget.
It's too much for you?
Yeah, I won't be able to remember.
Okay. I mean, look, because I can go deeper if you'd like. Well, I mean, Nick Nurse is probably five, if I had to guess.
Nick Nurse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who almost was the Lakers head coach? Not really. I mean, we thought for a second maybe, but he's not.
Okay. All right. You want to keep going? Seven?
Seven. Taylor Jenkins. Six, actually. Taylor Jenkins, Memphis Grizzlies. I think he's a really good coach.
Okay.
Let me see.
What about the guy up in Milwaukee?
Oh, Ime Udoka. I mean, he's climbed the charts quickly. That guy's good.
Got it. Well, didn't he just spawn off a new head coach, an assistant that just became a head coach in
Hardy,
Utah?
Will Hardy, who went to Utah, yeah. Look at you, Cappy. No. Did you know that?
You ready for this?
You saw it on NBA Today.
Correct.
Yeah.
I saw Woj talk about it today.
To me. Yes.
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 See that? When I say I watched it, I really did.
You did watch it.
Impressive, right? Watch it on my phone on YouTube.
I'm proud of you, Cappy.
Thank you.
Look at that, Cappy.
See that?
Getting so much praise.
I would say, Cappy, that this is an era of a lot of really great coaches at the same time. Like, even some of the young guys, like, I mean, obviously, Ime Udoka, I think, is incredible. But there's a lot, like, the kid in New Orleans, Willie Green, I think he's amazing. I shouldn't even call him a kid. He's barely younger than me. But my point is, he's amazing. Like, that guy's going to be a really good coach, man.
Well, your point was this, that there is a lot going on. So between Kyrie last night, the John Wall story yesterday, Russ opting in today. But here's my favorite part of it all.
Tell me.
The question of, is the Kyrie thing really done?
Oh, I have an answer for you. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Wrong, motherfucker! It's not dead.
So let me just understand this. The talk was that if Kyrie leaves Brooklyn, KD leaves Brooklyn. Then the talk was Kyrie opts in, so they're getting ready to try and put it all back together and keep those two guys happy.
I don't normally play clips longer than 90 seconds, but we're going to go an extra 30 here because I forget about what I think, okay? I mean, I like to drop morsels, okay, as you know.
I do.
But my guy Wendy on his podcast, The Hoop Collective, I mean, he laid it out for everyone. So to answer your question, I'm going to pass it over to my pal Brian Windhorst.
People in the league. And we're not talking about ancillary people. We're talking about, high-ranking people who believe that Kyrie is not – this is not done. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me just say this about the Lakers. He obviously was very interested in joining the Lakers. The Lakers are very interested in having him. The problem is that the Lakers can't really – right now, I think if you're a Laker fan, you're kind of let down that this door closed. And I'm not saying open it back up, but I'm saying don't quite lock the lock yet. Because depending on what the Nets want to achieve, it's not impossible that that could be revisited, this time in trade form. Because you'll remember, and again, I mean, I don't think I'm being insensitive. Spears, you can curb me on this if you think I'm being insensitive. I think it's pretty clear that Shams is in communication with the Kyrie camp.
You think?
And so a couple of days ago when Shams reported that Kyrie could opt into his contract and then look for a trade, I think that's what Kyrie's preference was. And as you said, Spears, it's not exactly – that's not high-level analysis. It's the difference between getting $36 million and going somewhere as opposed to having to sign –
figure the rest out later. Figure the rest out later.
Right. So maybe – I mean, I know Kyrie's saying I'll go there in the fall, but maybe Kyrie's just like, okay, this is my strategy move. Now I'm going to take your money, and now I'm going to be a problem until you trade me. I'm going to be a worse problem. And maybe he doesn't even have to do anything. Maybe just a threat of what he could be will do it. I'm just saying, Friedel, I'm afraid this is not over.
I do think, though.
Don't be afraid, Wendy.
So you're saying there's a chance.
It's not over.
We'll discuss it in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So is this what Russ was jamming to in the car today?
Yeah, I don't know this song. Do you know this song?
Yeah, we played it the other day, literally on the show.
Yep, we talked about it. You analyzed it, Kat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it new?
Yes.
Yeah, we played it the other day, last week.
I don't remember.
It's Beyonce's new song, and you said it sounded like something from like the nightclub in the 90s.
Yeah, and you thought it sounded like that, like a 90s house song. And then we started talking about Harry Styles.
Oh, right. Now I remember. Harry Styles, I remember.
Memories leaving Cap, or what's
you
that?
You know, Laura,
worried?
All of a sudden, I think I am worried. I think all of a sudden, I can't remember some things. I don't know what's happened.
Dory brain. I've had it for a long time, and I'm only 33.
What kind of brain did you call it?
Dory.
Dory?
Dory, like Finding Nemo, the second movie?
Oh.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's all of a sudden, Cap. I feel like from time to time, you have these outages.
Dory was the second movie, right?
Well, she was also in the first movie.
She was?
Yeah.
Then maybe, sorry, I don't remember.
You got Dory brain.
Yeah,
I don't know. I got to do something. Maybe I'm missing a vitamin in my diet recently. I don't know. Is it fish oil? I don't know. Is it vitamin B12?
No,
what am I missing that's for brain power?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Is there a food I should eat? Spinach. I should probably have some spinach.
I don't know. Why don't you Google it?
That's a good idea. I just thought you would have been listening to a podcast that that you could have given me some advice. That's
nice. I feel like blueberries are good for your
brain. Blueberries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be wrong, but I'm almost positive that's
the case. Nice antioxidant, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe a little pomegranate.
Why, is that good for brain power?
I don't know.
Blueberries are. Like blueberries and acai.
Oh, acai. Get yourself some acai. I had some acai yesterday, actually.
Love to have some acai. Acai with like some bananas, blueberries. A little bit of peanut butter mixed in. You guys do peanut butter in your acai bowls?
No.
No, but I like peanut butter, but not in my acai
Never
bowls.
Put it in the acai bowl, huh?
I don't want to die.
Oh, well, in your case.
Laura, I mean, yeah.
You know,
so you can't have, like, any nut butters at all?
Not even almond nut?
I can have almond. I can have, I was going to leave that one right there. But I can have almond butter, but it depends, like, on the brand, because it depends on the binders that they use. Like, I can't do almond milk or oat milk.
Really?
Yeah. I can't imagine.
What about, like, cashew milk?
No, because there's, like, a particular binder that I'm allergic to.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Nobody ever says almond nut, though, you know? Like, because when you stop at almond, it's enough. Everybody kind of knows it. And it's like a lot of people will say, I'm going to have a tuna fish sandwich. Well, we all know tuna is a fish. Why do you have to say fish after tuna? Do you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. I don't know.
He messed up, Cap, and we left it there, and you had to bring it back.
I didn't know if George called it an almond nut.
No, I just called it that by accident.
Understood. Got it. So can you do me a favor, George?
I can.
Can you please explain to me now?
Yes.
Why, after what I just heard prior to the break
from Brian Windhorst,
that says that the door is closed on Kyrie coming to the Lakers.
Not really, though.
But don't lock the door. And here was his reasoning, is based on what I heard. Tell me if I got this right.
Go ahead.
Kyrie Irving took the money that was guaranteed to him, the $36 million.
Yep.
And he'll either be the biggest pain in the ass there is to force a trade, or he'll just probably play when he chooses to play.
and he'll make more than at least the $6 million that he could have made if he went to the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, basically they have up until the February trade deadline to figure out if Kyrie should be in their future or not. That's all they've done is just kick the can down the road. So when Brian says it's not locked, I would say that based on the conversations I've had today, both on the air and off the air, that that is accurate.
So if Vegas was going to set a line,
yeah,
what is the likelihood that Kyrie Irving is wearing a Laker uniform in the upcoming season?
Oh, I would still put it very low, but I wouldn't, again, I wouldn't make it zero.
If I gave you 100-to-1 odds, would you take that? I mean, that's a giant long shot on the board.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I was assigning a percentage, I would give it like 3%.
Only 3?
Yeah.
I got to give it more.
Okay.
I got to give it a higher percentage.
Okay, I mean, feel free.
I feel like this. If LeBron James makes up his mind that he truly believes that he needs Kyrie Irving, or that he and Kyrie Irving can put together the magic they once had, that Kyrie was too young and too egocentric to even know what he had in his life.
Mm-hmm.
If LeBron James decides that's the way it's going to be, then what LeBron wants, LeBron gets. How? When? Don't know. Don't know. But I do know that if that's what LeBron wants, that's what LeBron gets.
Well, they're kind of in a bit of a pickle, though. I mean, they don't have a ton of maneuverability, is what I would say.
Well, LeBron may have to think to himself, what do I want more? What do I believe in more? Do I believe that Kyrie would come here, be healthy, and help me get to where I want to go? And what am I willing to give up? Well, how about Anthony Davis? No. Well, I'm not Anthony Davis. Take it off the table. But if LeBron is starting to think about it, like if he really, really, really wants this, then he might have to give up something else. I'm not saying AD's going to Brooklyn or that anybody, you know, all I'm saying is that if LeBron wants Kyrie, he will find a way to make that happen.
Yeah, but I don't think he can't have it at the expense of Anthony Davis, though. Like, it's not that's not enough for them to win a championship. Like, dude, the Clippers are really good. And the Warriors are really good. Like, they need to beat those teams.
Don't you think that yesterday what the Clippers did, that makes the Lakers like, oh, crap, we got to do something now?
Wouldn't make me feel that way. I'll tell you that right now. Wouldn't make me feel that way.
I think the Clippers are the deepest team in the NBA next year.
On paper.
Yeah. I mean, we're not playing real games yet, so there's no other place to put it.
Yeah. On paper, the Clippers looks really nice, doesn't it? But, you know, that assumes that Kawhi comes back and he's fully healthy.
But I will tell you this. Forget about morsels. I'm just going to tell you what I have heard.
Yeah, come on. Give it to us.
That was really lecherous.
It was a little weird, but you know what? You had me like kind of like, I'm not going to just drop a little hint here and make you guys work for it and then tell Kaplan to Google it. Like, if you're going to really tell us something, tell us something.
I've heard Kawhi has looked incredible in his workouts post injury, surgery, rehab, etc. Like,
that's it.
So, but by the way,
yeah,
good enough that, remember last year when there was like a hint of, well, maybe Kawhi can come back, and they were like, he probably could have if he wanted to, but he was like, they were like, nah, let's just kind of let this play out, and that way he's 100% for sure going into next season.
Okay, all right,
so he is back to being Kawhi, according to people that I've spoken to.
Yeah, again, I'll use the same phrase. On paper, in this case, it happens to be on a basketball floor, but it's not an NBA basketball game.
Right, but Kawhi Leonard is never going to play 82 games again.
Okay. Well, how many games is John Wall going to play this year for the Clippers?
It doesn't matter how many he plays at the moment. Like, here's what they need to do with John Wall. They need to treat him like Klay Thompson, like the Warriors treated Klay Thompson. Just give him some... work him back in slowly, give him some time, and just let him play through some of the mistakes and the physical stuff. And because the one thing the Clippers lack at that position, I mean, Reggie Jackson's a good shooter. He's a pretty decent scorer. He's a great dude. Like, in the locker room, people love him. And he's just not necessarily like a traditional ball handler and like distributor. But John Wall, no matter what, he looks physically, he's going to be a superior ball handler and ball distributor.
That's depending on how much he plays, considering what he's not been able to play in the last couple of seasons.
No, he hasn't. You're right. 100%. I don't know. I can't tell you what he's going to look like, but I can tell you that if there's any team that has the ability to take a chance on him and just kind of let him take his time to get back into the proper form and shape, it's the Clippers.
Well, if I'm the Lakers, and I really think that Kyrie's the answer, which, by the way, I just want to say one thing, George. I don't think he's the answer. And the reason
I do, because they have what is the answer then?
Well, I don't know that there is an answer other than this team all staying healthy and seeing what they've got.
I don't think Kyrie's the Lakers?
Yeah, right. Well, listen, I don't think Kyrie's the answer because I know one thing in advance.
Yeah.
I know I can't depend on him. I want to believe that I can. I want him to sit in my office and look me in the eye and tell me, I'm the general manager here, I'm Rob Pelinka. I want him to look at me and be like, so convincing, so persuasive that I believe it. And I go to the press conference and I sell it to everybody. He's all in. We can count on him. But the truth of the matter is, he could sit there, he could look at me, and I could buy what he's selling. I'm still not really sure, am I? I cannot count on Kyrie Irving.
Okay, fair enough. But you don't, like, if you're the Lakers, and we're only talking about this now if you're just tuning in, because Brian Windhorst says the door may be closed, but it's not locked on the Kyrie situation. And I would say that Kyrie gives the Lakers a real chance to win a championship, whereas their current roster does not.
Well, I'll tell you this, George. I see a very happy Russell Westbrook driving down the road.
Of course, you'd be happy too if you opted into $47
million. $47
million. Yeah. And by the way, you'd also be happy if you have a coach that you feel like you're vibing with, which clearly didn't seem like the case with the previous coach.
No, there was no vibe with the previous coach. There was no respect whatsoever for the previous coach. And even if the previous coach would have put his resume on the table or put his ring on the table and said, hey, see this right here? See, that's mine right there. See, I coached this team before you got here to a championship. Do you have any rings that you'd like to show me? Do you have any? Oh, okay, good. So do what I say. And Russ looked at him and said, I don't care what ring you have. LeBron gave you that ring. I have no interest in what you're saying to me right now, and I don't respect you. And so the reports are that he is respecting and vibing with and excited to play for Darvin Ham.
Yeah.
Again.
As he should, by the way. I think Darvin Ham is going to be a good coach. I think Darvin Ham, if this Lakers team wins 50 games, Darvin Ham should be the coach of the year.
Right
this,
now.
This team is not a 50-win team.
Have you seen the picture that somebody posted in the community? They've got a picture of Russell Westbrook shooting a brick. They've got a picture of LeBron with just all gray bearded out gray hair.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
And then AD's in a wheelchair. Who did this?
I don't know who did that, but I did see it.
Who posted that picture?
Online. I don't know. It was floated around.
It's funny.
Sort of.
I mean, you can't deny that it's funny. I mean, even AD's got to look at me like, that's funny.
It is funny. Yes.
Russ singing that new Beyonce song. I better learn the words to this new song. He seems to really know it.
Play it again, Laura. Play it again for him. There you go.
Yeah.
You won't break her soul.
You won't break my soul.
That should be you after the Mandy's.
Right. Look at Russ. Oh, go on, man. Go on with that smile. Come on, man. Jam a little. I'm jamming with Russ right now. Yeah. Yeah. I'm jamming with Russ and Bay. What up, girl?
Yeah, just deliver, Russ, and then everything will be fine.
Look at him go. He is so happy. Could you imagine if today your contract kicked in and you got to decide, I'm going to stay and you're going to pay me $47 million?
I mean, it'd be nice.
God, that's unbelievable.
I mean, yeah. But, you know, he is, for all the issues he's had here, he is a top 75 player of all time. He is one of the greats. And he earned that contract at the time.
Right. Top level basketball players get paid $47 million. This John Wall thing, the only reason I find it even remotely interesting is because his contract was like $42 million. He takes the buyout at about $36
million. Yeah.
And then he goes and makes $6 million, makes the money back from the Clippers. And they're happy because they're not paying him the bulk of the money.
They got John Wall for the taxpayer mid-level, right.
I mean, $42 million for a guy who hasn't played in 2 years. Unbelievable. I guess
but
Artie
he also
Moreno
earned,
knows what
he
that
also,
feels like.
He also earned that contract when he was healthy. I mean, John Wall's injury was pretty gruesome. Like, it wasn't like, you know, John Wall physically could not play for a long time, you know?
I understand. I get it. Listen, like I'm saying, when you're an owner of a team, you give out contracts because you want to keep a guy like Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
And then eventually when you trade him, mm-hmm. all that money becomes somebody else's problem. Right now it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
Hey, 47 mil. Jeez.
Coming up next, I want to get into the Dodgers a little bit. And we kind of touched on this Clayton Kershaw, Freddie Freeman thing. But I think there's an angle people are missing. Let's do that on the other side. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Baby. I love Harry Styles, man. I was telling my wife that the other day. We were coming back. We went out to dinner on Saturday. With some of the folks from here, from the station, Sam Pines and Evan Cohen and Matt Burke, who is one of our new sales associates. They call them something else. What do they call them, MCs?
Marketing consultants.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll never get used to it.
You were looking for a nickname for Burke, like Berkey or something.
No. This kid, though, he played like tight end, by the way. Played tight end at Purdue, also played at San Diego, transferred to San Diego. This kid, he's got the goods. This kid's going to love Los Angeles, okay?
Okay.
So we went to dinner, and we were listening to Harry Styles on the way back, and I just looked at my wife, and I said, man, Harry Styles got a really good catalog. She's like, yeah, he is really good.
The other thing about Harry Styles is he's a really great dresser.
Hence the name.
Right. Yeah. And I feel, if I'm being honest, George, I've been stewing on this for the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
I feel kind of like a dope in some ways.
Why is that? I mean, well, other than the obvious.
Well, let me explain. Mm-hmm. So I really thought that on Friday at the Mandy's, particularly at the red carpet event, I felt like the suit that I was wearing with the Sedano and cap written out on the back and with all of the decoration of this light blue suit. Now, George, remember, this suit I got 4 years ago at the Men's Warehouse for my son for his high school prom. It has never been worn since. So it was a suit that I was ready to get rid of. But I took all the Sunday Swagger shirts, I cut them all up, and the seamstress decorated the jacket.
And nobody noticed until you told us yesterday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like the whole time, I don't know why I was so presumptuous. The whole time I thought everybody would get the gig.
Yeah. Nah. Or the gag.
Yeah. Nobody got it.
Yeah.
Nobody got it. Nobody was like,
Cap, anytime you got to explain an outfit, it's problematic.
Oh, I concur. I do. I just thought it was so obvious.
No, it wasn't.
I think if you would have used a different pattern, it might have been more obvious. Like,
well, and it was so subtle.
Yeah.
The little accents were subtle is the problem.
If you would have done one with like the big flamingos or like the donuts, perhaps, that Mason wore.
Oh, the donuts would have given it away.
That would have given it away.
Yeah.
But you see, that particular shirt, I thought the very first time I wore it, we were at Hollywood Park Casino, and Keyshawn came, and everybody was kind of giving me a hard time about my shirt. But my man Zap, who you guys met, my designer.
He brought it in a couple of times for me.
Right.
More than I thought it was going to be, like, to be honest with you. I mean, I was good on bringing it in, but it was a lot of bringing it in.
You know what he told me?
What?
Because he sent me a voicemail on Instagram, direct messages. He sent me a voicemail, and he was like, look, everybody was so cool at the Mandy's. I loved everybody. It was so great to be around people. He said, and even Sedano, which I didn't expect, gave me lots of love.
I did give him lots of love.
So he appreciated that.
Okay, well, there you go. You don't get that a lot, Zap. I'm just being honest with you.
He told me that day that the shirt that I was wearing was fly AF.
Oh.
So I thought using that particular pattern for the suit, everybody would get the...
Nobody got it. Yeah.
God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Putting so much time, effort, and money. That thing and nobody got it.
Speaking of time and effort, I saw today that it is National Alaska Day. Lindsay has that on our list today.
Really?
And have you ever been to Alaska?
Have not.
Me neither. Lindsay and I were talking about this earlier, and it's one of seven states that I haven't been to.
Oh, you've got this all mapped out?
Well, I didn't.
He sat there on the phone with me. Was like, hold on, let me pull up a map. And was like, oh, haven't been there.
Yeah. How many states? All right, so I will tell you the states that I haven't been to.
Okay, let me hear. I'm going to take a guess. You ready?
All right, go ahead.
North Dakota.
Correct.
South Dakota.
Correct. Both Dakotas.
Montana.
Correct.
You said Alaska's four.
Yeah. Three more.
Idaho.
Nope, been there.
Okay, I'm thinking about other states. Oregon. No, you've been there for college football, probably.
Nope, have. Yep.
West Virginia.
West Virginia's a good one. There you go. You got two more.
Yeah, that's five.
Wow, this is pretty good of you.
South Carolina?
I've been, yeah.
Louisiana?
Been a bunch of times. New Orleans? Come on.
Right. I got it. Arkansas.
No, I've been there. Jonesboro, Texas. Arkansas, actually.
Come on.
It's a dry county, Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Okay, all right.
I learned that the hard way.
Really? What happened?
I went to the hotel. I was doing a game there, and I go to the bar. There's a bar in the hotel, like an actual bar, like a physical bar. And I sit down. I go to the guy. Can I have a scotch and on the rocks? And he goes, no, sir, we don't serve alcohol. I'm like, what do you mean you don't serve alcohol? This is a bar in the hotel. And he's like, no, 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 this is a dry county. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Are you serious? Does that still exist?
Did you ask him for water?
Clearly.
And then when he says, here's water, and you go, how can it be dry? I mean, this is wet.
Yeah, I did not. I did ask guy for something else to drink, but it wasn't that. But anyway, go ahead. There's two more.
All right. How about Oklahoma?
Yeah, I've been to Oklahoma. Nebraska? Oklahoma City, the Thunder.
Oh, right. Nebraska? You ever been to
Nebraska? I've been to Nebraska, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing in Nebraska?
Lincoln.
I mean, you're picking some obvious, like, big city ones, you know? Like, think of middle of nowhere, no sports teams.
Yeah, if there's been a sports team, chances are I've been there.
All right, I like Laura's guess, Kansas.
Kansas was one, yeah.
Okay, so
which
we're
I
at six.
Was crazy how I've never been to Kansas.
Yeah.
How about Ohio?
Lindsay's I've been to Ohio. What are you talking about? Actually, there's eight, so there's two more. Sorry, it's my bad. There was eight.
Let's see. Been to Michigan because you've been to Detroit. Yeah. Oh, I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Vermont.
No, I've been to Vermont.
Really? New Hampshire?
Yes. New Hampshire is one, and there's one more.
Okay, so
I've been to Vermont. First of all, Vermont, if you... I know it's really far, and there's great skiing in the West Coast between Colorado and Utah, whatever, and even here, like between Mammoth and you know, Big Bear, et cetera. But if you ever find yourself on the East Coast and you want to ski, Stowe Mountain Lodge in Stowe, Vermont.
Love Stowe Mountain.
It's
been there.
Amazing.
Yeah. Is it a small state or a bigger state?
It is a small state.
Rhode Island.
Yes. The smallest of them all.
Yeah.
There you go. There's the eight states that Sedano's not been in.
Yeah.
God, I've never done this exercise before.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you know how many states that you haven't been to? Like, can you look at a map and be like, oh, there's a lot? I feel like you would travel a lot.
I did. I mean, I have traveled a lot, you know, with NFL football.
Yeah, work
so I've
has
been
very lucky. I've been very lucky with work in that regard. So, yeah, between, like, college athletics and pro, yeah, I mean, I've been a lot.
I got to look at a map. I'm going to look at a map and try and figure that out. That's a good exercise.
Yeah. So when I saw that, when it was National Alaska Day, I'm like, oh, I haven't been to Alaska. And then I started to think, well, I've been to a lot of places. Like, where haven't I been?
But I see a lot of people like to go on these Alaska cruises.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. My wife's been on one when she was a kid with her parents.
My grandma went on one. She said it was amazing.
I've heard it's fantastic. Place. It's actually, I know somebody on one of my friends on Instagram was there just recently. She like took her folks, like she's, you know, older now, you know, and she decided to like spend the money and repay her parents, right? And like they did that trip. And it was cold there right now. Cold. Like cold. They're
right
wearing
now?
Winter clothes. Yes.
Really? And is it true that they that like it stays light? Like
So I worked with Mark Schlereth, who grew up there.
Sure.
And he says that, you know, there's times where there's no daylight and there's time where it's like almost always daylight.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's always interesting if you meet somebody from Alaska and you're like, wow, really? From Alaska? You're from Alaska.
So
huh?
There are a few people that I have met from Alaska. Mark Schlereth is one. Okay, Mario Chalmers, former NBA champion and Kansas Jayhawks star. And Trajan Langdon, who played in the NBA, also from Duke, who is now the assistant general manager in New Orleans.
Wow, those
all
are
from
all
Alaskans.
Alaska.
Oh, and Carlos Boozer, fourth Alaskan, yeah.
I didn't know Carlos Boozer was from Alaska.
Yeah, former Laker.
I certainly didn't know Mario Chalmers was from Alaska. Mm-hmm. That I did not know.
There you go. Now you know.
Hmm.
There's your Alaska update for the day.
Wow.
What you needed to know early.
Yeah, well, what you need to know early. All right, what you need to know is coming next. And then I do want to get into this one aspect of this whole Freddie Freeman, Clayton Kershaw thing that people aren't really factoring in. So we'll do that plus what you need to know next.